This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David Furst. Mayor de Blasio announced he was joining a field of more than 20 Democrats for the presidential nomination this week. And we have been hearing from plenty of New Yorkers who have been happy to share their thoughts on his candidacy.
We have to let the world know that Bill de Blasio is not a friend of black people.
It's a bad idea, really, because he's not cleaning up his own neighborhood. You know, the old saying, I'm from the old school. You clean up your own house first.
Blasio's a fool. He should not be president.
A sampling of some of the more negative reactions there, but what does a national audience think? What about Iowa, South Carolina, New Hampshire? For more, we are joined by Amy Walter, national editor of the Cook Political Report and host of Politics with Amy Walter, heard every Friday on The Takeaway here on WNYC. Amy, welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So, Amy, we know how cynical New Yorkers are about the mayor and his presidential ambitions. In spite of winning re-election in a landslide, he has not polled well in New York City in years. But what does the country know about him, if they know about him, and what do they think about him?
Right. Well, I think you asked the question perfectly, which is if they know about him, which I don't think many do know about him. It's interesting when I go back into the Wayback Time Machine and think about what we thought of Bill de Blasio sort of writ large since he's been mayor. I mean, there were many national profiles written about him as the sort of new progressive hope that he was on the forefront of a lot of progressive policies, whether it was on policing or pre-K. And so he has been part of the national discussion when it comes to, you know, sort of the leaders of the progressive movement for quite some time. But since then, he's been surpassed by a lot of other big voices, obviously Bernie Sanders being the most high profile of those. Elizabeth Warren's there in the mix. And now there are 20 other candidates who are also trying to let people know that they should be the ones to take up that mantle.
It is a crowded field. De Blasio clocked in as Democratic primary candidate, number 23? And at first glance, there's nothing especially resonant about de Blasio's candidacy. He doesn't have the working class aura and national experience of a Joe Biden. He's not seen as the progressive revolutionary that Bernie Sanders supporters see him as. So how does de Blasio go about setting himself apart?
Well, you saw it in the introductory video he put out when he announced his candidacy that I'm from New York, we're a tough city, and I'm also from the same city as Donald Trump, and I know how to play his game. He's also sort of casting himself as this progressive with results, right? I think you accurately described the Sanders candidacy as a revolutionary. I think that de Blasio would make the case that I've been able to take some of these so-called revolutionary ideas and put them into practice as an executive, and I'd like to take that out to the rest of the country. But I also think it's true. It is very hard to break through when there are a whole bunch of other people who can make that same case. And the most important piece of all of it is that he's going to continue to have to answer questions, especially from the national press, about why so many people from the place he represents do not like him and openly mock him. I went and I did just a quick Google search last night just to see what would come up if you typed Bill de Blasio and president. And I had to go scan through a number of pages before I got to a headline that was even neutral. The rest were all overwhelmingly negative or mocking.
Even some of de Blasio's closest advisors urged him not to run, but, you know, he's going for it. Does he genuinely think he can win, or do you think he might be looking to raise his profile while auditioning for the next job?
Right.
Although this seems like an extremely painful way to audition for a next job.
It is somewhat painful that there will be mocking, there will be uncomfortable number of questions about why you're doing this, why people in New York don't like you, they don't want you to run. But the other thing for so many of these candidates is, number one, it gives them a platform that they wouldn't get. Bill de Blasio wouldn't be on national television today or this week or whenever if it weren't for the fact that he were running for president. The second is, yes, you're auditioning for a future post. Maybe it's in a Democratic administration. Maybe it's at another organization. Maybe it's to be a cable television host or host your own radio program. Who knows? But you are able then to sort of sell yourself and your brand. But there are also candidates who are in the race, I think, to sell ideas. I interviewed Andrew Yang this week, who's running for president. Not very well known candidate. He's 44 years old. He's a tech entrepreneur. He's running on the platform of a universal basic income. He is talking about it nonstop, has gotten a whole lot of grassroots support for it.
He's drawing crowds.
He's drawing crowds. He's getting enough support that he's going to be on the debate stage. He's hit the threshold for donors that contributed to his campaign. And so at the very least, his big issue is going to be discussed on a national platform.
De Blasio and Cory Booker, New Jersey's senator, both selling themselves as progressive urban mayors, aiming their campaigns at diverse supporters. Of course, Cory Booker, the former mayor of Newark. Do you think it's secretly driving both of them crazy that, you know, Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, population around 100,000, is getting all the national attention?
I know. You know, it also goes to the fact, and I asked Senator Booker this question when I interviewed him a few weeks back about, you know, maybe it would be best if you were running for president as Mayor Booker rather than Senator Booker. And the reason I asked it that way was that, you know, once again, Washington, not very well liked. It's a place where people think that legislation and good ideas go to die and dysfunction rules the day. And when you're a mayor, you're an outsider and your job is to get things done. So being a mayor gives you that opportunity to really distinguish yourself from the, you know, swampiness and the dysfunction of Washington. It also, though, comes with a lot of baggage, right? And so Mayor de Blasio has to answer for his policies and his decisions as mayor, as we're seeing Cory Booker will have to answer for his as mayor in Newark, even though it's been a while since he served in that job. So it comes with the good and the bad. But I do think that what Buttigieg is, his rise, I think, is due in part to the fact that he doesn't come from Washington and he doesn't sound like a traditional politician.
Well, here's the last question. You know, the conventional wisdom is that Mayor Bill de Blasio's candidacy is a long shot at best. Do you think he has a chance?
I think it's a long shot at best, and the conventional wisdom is correct.
Okay. Amy Walter, national editor of the Cook Political Report and host of The Takeaways, Politics with Amy Walter. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.